It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And joining us, maybe the busiest man out there today, our Kalispell Parks and Recs for Mark Friedline. How are you, Mark?
I'm worn out, actually.
I kind of figured you might be.
Yeah, no, it's been a great summer. It's been a really busy summer, and we're just trying to wrap things up. We got about two more weeks, and so much still to do. Short staff, but we're making it through.
Wow.
See, now, I saw you pop in here yesterday, but I saw you at Depot Park one weekend, I think it was, so you're everywhere.
Everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Yeah. And we've got a lot of things coming up that for the community these last couple of weeks. Later on tonight, we'll be at Depot Park again, and so we have Hannah King and friends coming. We're really excited about Hannah King coming. She has not participated in Picnic in the Park so far, but she did play it Under the Big Sky this summer, and so I think she's going to have a great crowd, and really excited to have her. As we're wrapping up the summer as well, we have our annual Pause Splash Bash this Sunday. August 21st.
This is fun.
This is where we close the pool to the dog, or excuse me, to the humans, and open it up for the dogs. And so we only do this for one day of the year. The community just really loves it. All those pet owners love to bring their dogs, get pictures of them splashing, let the dogs play with other dogs. And it is a fun event. We usually have 100 to 200 dogs at the event.
Wow.
And it's a great fundraiser as well. All the funds that we generate from this event go towards improvements down at Big Dog Park.
Yeah, how much per dog?
$5 per dog.
Is that right?
That includes one human. Okay. And then $2 for additional humans. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. I love it. And that'll wrap up the season at the water park.
Wrap up the season. Yeah, we don't want people swimming after the dogs are in. So.
And that's coming up when?
August 21st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then you drain and clean the pool and do all that stuff?
Yes, it'll be a month or two long process to get all that squared away and get it winterized for next season. So
it's hard to believe that summer's coming to an end. I'm getting the blues here.
Well, we've got a couple more events to make you smile. So so that was this week. Next week, we'll have our final Picnic in the Park summer concert, and that'll be Kenny James Miller Band. It's going to be the Parkside Membership Appreciation night as well. So anybody that has a Parkside account can come in and get some special treats from Parkside on that night, which is great. And then finally, we're going to be doing, in partnership with the Sparrow's Nest, we're going to be doing a free outdoor movie, a showing of Shrek down in Woodland Park on Friday, August 26th.
You know, you've done this before, and it's always very popular.
We have. And so, last time we had 400 or 500 kids and families out there, and so it was a great event. We've shown The Sandlot, we've shown Alvin and the Chipmunks, and so we think Shrek will be really fun and family friendly.
How big of a screen are you able to put up down there?
Oh, it's a pretty good size, over 20 foot wide, and so we have to hire it out of Missoula for them to come up, and so it'll be.
Now that's over by the pool.
It's over by the pool. There's another event that I failed to mention because it's happening so quickly. So we've got Shakespeare in the Park tomorrow. So Wednesday, August 17th, Montana Shakespeare in the Park organization does about 60 different shows throughout the summer, and tomorrow on Wednesday is our Kalispell event, so we're going to be doing a free production of King Lear for the community. And this is just it's a well done performance. They've worked out all the bugs because they've already had 40 plus shows this summer, 50 plus shows this summer. So we're on the tail end of it. So it's really, really going to be good. So that'll start at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
That's in Woodland Park at the same location.
So the movie and the Shakespeare in the Park are both at the field west of the pool.
Okay.
Wow. And tonight at Depot Park, it's Picnic.
Picnic in the Park.
Picnic in the Park.
Yeah, Hannah King and Friends is the performer.
Okay, now that's the performer, but I really got off on the food trucks. And I got to tell you, I discovered that I thought, I haven't had a corn dog in a long time. Hand-dipped corn dog, specially seasoned. It was so tender. and so good with copious amounts of mustard along with it. And I've been dreaming about going back and getting another one.
You know, it's amazing how many food trucks they have in the valley now. I went to the food truck festival they had at the fairgrounds, and it was packed.
Yeah, I went to that one too.
Yeah, and so
and,
it's...
And I like that Fork Fusion deal, the yellow truck, when you see that.
So there's some great ones out there. We encourage you to, you know, it's a great way to support our local business owners. Yeah.
And the salad truck, too.
Yeah. A salad truck. I missed that.
Yeah. That's understandable, Robin. Yeah, it's vegetables.
Corn dogs, vegetables, corn dogs.
I justify the corn dog, though, by doing that. Of course, cornmeal comes from a vegetable, so.
We can justify about anything these days, can't we?
Meat and potatoes. But, Mom, potatoes are vegetables.
All right, so we're bringing summer to a close. What about the fall?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, well, and before, as we've got a couple more camps I wanted to mention.
Okay,
so,
yeah, please.
We've got, so our Camp Woodland closes this week, and this is our traditional summer day camp. Our last day is going to be Friday. We'll have lots of fun. We're having a carnival day. The kids will get to dunk me. So on Friday, if you want to come see me get dunked, I'll be down in the parking lot down there. And then the following week, we have three specialty camps. So we have a first time we're going to be doing a Harry Potter camp. And so that's going to be on Monday and Tuesday. And so we've got 65 kids enrolled in that. Lots of magic and fun. We've been they've been sending in their surveys of which house they think they should be in. So it's just been really great. We're also going to have an outdoor adventure camp Monday through Wednesday. And so we take the kids fly fishing on Monday, rock climbing on Tuesday, whitewater rafting on Wednesday, and just really giving them a taste of adventure.
Fun to be a kid.
Yeah. and then our last camp is our, it's kind of a nationally recognized program, our zombie survival camp. It's been written up in several magazines. And so where with the whole zombie craze the past couple of years, so the kids learn survival skills like fire building, shelter building. And then they battle the zombies in the zombie apocalypse on the following Friday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So we got lots of stuff.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Now, but that takes you through the fall, right?
Well, that just gets us started.
That gets us to the end of summer. And now fall, so we've got next week, we've got our fall sports starting. So Friday, August 26th, we're going to have, that's the kickoff for our fall soccer program. And those kids, that starts at, it goes 5:30 to 6:30. We've got over 200 kids enrolled in that program. But they still have the opportunity to come to the outdoor movie after soccer if they want to. So
that's nice.
We pushed it back. So so we got fall soccer starting on Friday the 26th. Then we got flag football starting on Saturday the 27th. And so
is both male and female?
Correct. Right? Correct. Okay. Yep. Yep. All of our programs are co-ed. All right. And so we've got those two sports starting before school even starts. And so... yeah, we're really excited about those. And then we have our after-school program starting the first day of school. Or I guess it's that Wednesday of that week. So, yeah, it's quick. It's quick. It's fast and furious. Wow. And we don't get much of a there's no shoulder season or downtime. We're just going right into the next thing. So, but we're really excited. We're glad that we can support the community in this way and making sure that we have family-friendly events that we can do for the community and great youth activity. So, yeah,
I'm just wondering how you keep all this stuff going. Seriously, I mean, this is an awful lot of things on your plate.
It's been challenging, especially with the shortage of lifeguards this year. I found myself, I redid my lifeguarding certification earlier in the summer in anticipation that we were going to be short-staffed. And so I found myself down in the lifeguard chair a couple times last week. Wow. So we're doing everything we can to make it through.
Nobody pulled any shenanigans while you were in the chair?
No, fortunately there was no cannonballs or getting me wet. So, no sandlight lot type activities or anything like that. So no, it's been a great summer. We've really enjoyed all the programs that we've been able to put on. I'm glad that we didn't have to cancel anything.
Yeah, it sounds like you enjoy your job too.
I do. I do. It's a, you know, it's a great, great thing being able to serve the community in this capacity.
It just amazes me how many programs you have. You know, as a kid growing up in Kalispell, I was aware of swimming lessons, and that was about it.
Oh, we've done, you know, we've had 4 weeks of skateboard camp. We've had 4 weeks of art camps. We had a new program, a Code Girls camp that we partnered mm-hmm. with this summer. So we've just, again, you've got your traditional activities, but we've got dance camps. We're always trying to do something to find that niche. So if people have activities they want to, that they haven't seen, like somebody emailed me yesterday and said, what about a grass volleyball league next summer? I said, okay, let's look at it. Let us get through the summer and let's talk in a couple weeks and we'll see what we can put together.
Whatever happened to badminton anyway?
That's at my house. The kids put that up in the lawn. So
have we covered the fall so far?
I think we have.
We did.
I think
all right. Have, of course, so. It'll
that's
expand.
That's about as much as my brain can handle at this point. So
and then you can start planning for the winter activities.
Oh yeah, ice skating will be right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, do you ever get a vacation, and if so, what do you do? Where do you go? Do you recreate?
I typically don't and am not able to take vacations in the summer. I am excited. My daughter is studying abroad in Germany this year. She's spending her junior year of high school in Germany. So I'm planning to go see her in the spring.
Oh,
and
spring.
So that'll be great.
Maybe she'll have some leftover Oktoberfest potato salad for you.
I mean, you're practicing your German between now and then.
Yes, I'm going to.
I'll bet she has been.
I lived there when I was in college.
Oh, really?
Back in 1997. So it's been a while. So I'm really excited. I haven't been back since. So I'm really
Frankfurt?
Excited that I was in Bamberg.
Bamberg.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so really excited to go back and see how it's changed over the last 25 years, and excited that my daughter chose to do this on her own and to do this experience.
That's one of those things that bothers me.
What's that?
1997 is 25 years ago, Robin.
Yeah, I know.
That works.
I get these stories about library books that are 50 years overdue, and I'm going, that was 1972. Doobie Brothers and Listen to the Music came out then, you know.
You really got to return those books.
Yeah.
Gosh, Mark, as always, thanks so much for spending time with us, and thank you for putting all these great programs on.
You're welcome. Thank you.